Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell coming up. NFL Blitz is on the way. There's breaking news out of Philadelphia today with Ben Simmons that we'll get to coming up. It's official to say that our Atlanta Hawks destroyed the process.
Right.
And literally, it's kind of interesting because all these years we thought that, you know, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and company, and maybe Joel without Ben Simmons makes a run to the NBA Finals, but it's not going to be those two guys because it's a mess up there. We're going to talk about it. But, Mike, I got to give a big shout-out to the girls' flag football team at Lassiter High School.
How'd they do?
Well, they beat the brakes off of East Coweta County, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, we should have put some money on that. I'm going to find out what's going on down here.
They had their first flag football game last night, and my daughter plays, and I went, and it was great. And they beat Pope, and it's just fun to see it. I know the Georgia High School Association is embracing this, and it's catching on around the state, and you're seeing more and more of it. But big shout-out to the girls at Lassiter, man. They did a great job last night, and it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, the folks from East Coweta made the trip up, and they had a long drive home, Mike, after that L. So I just had to give them a big shout-out, man. And it was fun to see all the girls compete, and it's cool. It's a different thing for young ladies to get involved in. You know, we love high school football, and rightfully so, but this is another way to get women involved and young ladies involved, and so they're doing that around the state. So if you hear about this, it's catching on, man, and it's kind of a cool deal. It really is.
I guess I'm going to have to cut a bigger booster check to the East Coweta program to figure out what's going on around here.
Well, our unis were a little bit tighter. I'm just saying, Mike. Might want to up your game.
I'm
down
friends
there.
With Coach Small. I don't know how the women's thing is being run. We'll find out. Okay, I will look into this.
Hey, man,
do
also,
some research on this here.
Yeah, do some research.
By the way, let the record reflect. I live about a mile and a half from Northgate High School, but I was recruited by East Coweta. Okay, when I said I was coming down to the South Side, had someone from Northgate High School reached out to me, I would be a Viking, okay? But I wasn't. I was reached out to, recruited by East Coweta. So that's why I don't go to Valhalla. I go down to Indian Land, okay? So this is why, because I have a, every time I play golf and I wear my East Coweta stuff, guys are like, why don't you Northgate? Because Northgate didn't invite me. Anyway, back to you.
It'll be a battle now for Mike Bell's services.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but that's why I'm East Coweta, baby.
And while I'm talking about it, let me give a big shout out to Tyler. Tyler Driver saw me in the stands, said hello. He's a big listener. I want to give him a shout out. He is the executive director of The Extension, which is a nonprofit in Marietta. And I just want to give him a shout out because I saw him and his wife. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you every day for checking us out. Hey, John Collins is also going to join us, guys, 4:20. And as I said to start the show, first time Mike and I have got a chance. When the contract negotiations went down, John was silent. Like he wasn't texting anybody. He wasn't saying anything because we didn't know which way this thing was going to go. And we kept saying, we think this is the number. You never know until it's done. And now it's done. And I've said this, and I want to get John's opinion on it. He can breathe. I mean, you just go play, man. All this stuff about the expectations of what you need to do, Mike, he's got to get better. The team's got to get better. But now he doesn't have to worry about that.
Right. And remember, he did tell us, though. He was, you know, some guys say, you know, like Freddie, I'm not worried about my contract. But maybe he really is. Well, John did say he was conscious about the contract the whole season and into the playoffs last year. Yeah.
I think he was. I really do. And Steve Wyche, 5 o'clock, guys. He will join us for our Falcon Report. Steve from NFL Network does some stuff for the Falcons as well. We're back to work. We talked about practice yesterday and – the Falcons and getting ready for the Dolphins, but we've got a lot of NFL news to get to with Steve Weiss as well. So lots more in store. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. All right, first and foremost, last night's game. Great game. All right. The teams I have no interest in, meaning I have no rooting interest, okay? I'm just a fan. I want to see a great game. And I always tell you guys, entertain me. That's what I want to do. I want to sit in front of the TV and be entertained. Mike, the Bills and the Titans entertained me last night. Hey, it was a great game.
We've had more of these games. I think that makes 24 games that went down to the final possession, which is just unbelievable this year in the NFL. I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I only thing I had was Josh Allen in Fantasy League, and I needed more points than I got last night. Drunk Larry beat me, son of a. But anyway, yeah, man, it was injuries. You know, this is the time of year where injuries just really start to catch you. And bye weeks, so I'm not, it's an old saw, but you guys know what I'm talking about if you're fantasy. But yeah, last night, a lot of action, and there was a Derrick Henry run that was just like earth-shattering. It was just typical, one of his 75-yard bursts and he's gone. And it was literally I clicked, see what was on the other channel, I clicked back and he was just reaching the end zone. That's how long the run was. But yeah, what an exciting game last night up in Nashville.
It was the crucial call at the end, and we'll let you hear the Henry touchdown here in a second, but the crucial call was at the end of the game. Bills 4th and 1. They're going for it. They're going for it, and they're going for the win. And Josh Allen slips, loses his footing.
Yep.
There's penetration by the Titans defensive line. They don't get it. Ball game. Titans win. It was a hell of a way to end the game, 34-31. But here was the touchdown Mike's talking about. Henry was just dominant last night.
Gives Henry on the right side. There he goes. 25-30, 35-40.
That's
50,
it.
40, that's 30, it. 20, 10. 5, end zone. Ladies and gentlemen, 76 yards. Touchdown, Titans.
There you go. It was a big moment.
It was a huge moment. And Henry, 20 carries, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns last night. I tweeted this out earlier today, and I just want to allude to it because I know some people just say, well, y'all can't let it go. It's not about that. It's about if he was here, what would he be? I don't know if he would be doing any more than what he's doing in Tennessee, and I'm talking about Julio Jones. Last night he makes this miraculous catch that you'll see on the highlight reel where it hits off the defender's helmet. Julio concentrates, catches it before he goes out of bounds. Nice pickup. But Julio has no touchdowns on the year, guys, and Julio has had minimal effect on the Titans' offense. A.J. Brown continues to ball out, but Julio has not been the difference maker. And I said this morning, Mike, it's still about the guy that we just played his highlight. The way Derrick Henry runs and what he does is how that offense is going to go, and it opens up everything else. But where are these dominant performances from Julio Jones that we thought we were going to get when he got traded?
This team is never winning a Super Bowl with Matt and Julio. Well, you know, I wasn't wrong. And by the way, Julio, he had a 100-yard game against Seattle in a win out there on the West Coast.
Touchdown?
But again, I was like, you're going to trigger the Julio fanboys. Call.
Who so, cares?
It was a nice play last night, but he, at this stage of his career, you're going to miss some games. This year it was the hamstring, missed a couple of weeks for them. So, and that's part of the reason why, you know, not just his fault. A.J. Brown was out when they lost to the Jets. But, yeah, look, it's a big win, but he is not the man now. He is a complimentary piece on an offense which is based on the run up there in Tennessee. That's all.
Let me say that again.
So, but, you know, if that's, you know, but if you are a Julio fanboy and you're saying that he is crucial and integral to this Tennessee offense by doing what he's doing, okay, then I'm not going to argue with you that it helps you sleep at night. Well, not help Titans fans and coaching staff sleep at night as Taylor Lewan gets carted off the field if you didn't see it last night. Also, Caleb Farley, the stud out of Virginia Tech, is going to miss the remainder of the season, tough. Carl, with a torn ACL.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's just the Lewan thing scared the hell out of me because it's one thing when you see guys get hurt and they limp off or they're helped off the field. This guy didn't move.
Yeah, it's definite. It was scary. He did eventually regain consciousness, gave a thumbs up. But that almost seems like a two-weeker, doesn't it, by the concussion protocol?
Yeah, they're saying last night, like, oh, he could play next week. What? Yeah, we'll this guy was carted off the field.
When you're out cold, that's a bit optimistic, but we'll find out.
Yeah, so anyways, and Lewan, for those who don't know, one of the dominant tackles in the league. I mean, he's a big part of why Derrick Henry is able to do what he does. So that if he's out for the week or next 2 weeks or so, that's a big loss for the Titans. Hey, let's hear from Mike Vrabel, Mike, because he talked about, you know, Julio and A.J. Brown. This is interesting. This is Vrabel.
Whatever we have to do to make sure we got 11 guys in there that know what to do, that's what we're going to do. And that's not a slight to Julio or A.J. That's just a reminder that we have to play with 11. And they have to know what to do, and they have to be willing to go out there and make some plays for us. And those guys did make plays for us, and then the guys that also played, you know, helped us as well.
Now, he's talking about the other receivers that stepped in. Okay, again, if you weren't paying close attention to this, there were series where there were other receivers out there outside of Julio and A.J. Brown, and those are two highest-paid guys.
Again, you're going to trigger the Julio fans, Carl. I can't live like this.
So, Mike Vrabel, their head coach, their guy, talking about guys needing to step up. And then he mentions them by name, Mike Bell?
I mean, I will say this. If Julio felt that he wasn't respected here in Atlanta at the end of his tenure, Vrabel doesn't take any crap from anybody and is not going to give anybody the diva treatment. So, not that that's the case. Again, don't want to trigger anyone, but Vrabel certainly has put it out there, and he did say, you know, was it a few weeks back, he didn't like the personal foul, which cost him a game, and he thought that was not, you know, that was
a dumb
move.
It's been 6 weeks, Mike. He's mentioned Julio's name twice in two again, of those post-game conversations.
What can I say? They'll take it day by day with Julio is what they say on Pro Football Talk, by the way. Just read that headline.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Nick Chubb is out for Thursday, and Baker Mayfield will be limited. And some people in Cleveland are saying the sky is falling after this team looked like expectations are, you know, not just playoffs, but Super Bowl for this squad. And now they can't stay healthy, and they can't play much defense, Carl.
Sky is falling. I need to see Baker Mayfield step his game up. I think not us, but I know Browns fans don't take for granted what Nick Chubb means to them. And not having him last week, big deal. They get humiliated. Guys, without the Hail Mary pass the half, they scored 7 points last week. Really. I mean, those are 50-50 balls. You go, all right, if we get it, great. If we don't, you get it. Oh, hey, they got nothing after that. So literally, they scored 7 points last week. What are they going to do against the Broncos? I think the sky is falling, man. And for all the dominant pieces they have on defense,
right,
the defense isn't as good as we thought.
And Hunt is out along with Chubb. So, yeah, Kareem Hunt is out. And so you're losing a real package, you know, the package in your offense, which is that 1-2 punch with your run game. And you mentioned Baker Mayfield. It's the non-throwing shoulder, but there's still some concern that he can't go. That means Case Keenum would have to play quarterback.
Alan Jeffrey Newsom says, Dukes and Bell, Ryan Tannehill is not Matt Ryan, period.
Well, when is Matt ever responsible for some of you guys, for crying out loud, at this stage of his career? I just, you know, just basically spin the wheel of me ranting about Matt and Julio. It's like, this is good. By the way, you know what? On days when my voice is really shot, Chris can just play these rants. They kind of are timeless, Carl. They seem to have an endless shelf life, don't they?
It's unbelievable. Hey, Alan, appreciate it, man. Real quick, can we say this? Pete Carroll says they've talked to Cam Newton, Mike. Don't know if that means anything, but you brought this up yesterday about Cam getting the shot and wanting to play again.
We've already talked to him. We're talking to everybody that could help us, you know, and to go right back to the base philosophy that we always, you know, we upheld here is that, you know, we're going to be competing in every turn with whoever would be available. And so we're on it.
Yeah, remember, I will say this, not that they're paying lip service to Cam, but they also said they were talking to Colin Kaepernick a few years ago and never pulled the trigger on that one. But, hey, it is interesting. You could argue that Geno, if he's done a decent enough job, and I think he's athletic enough, I mean, to me, you need your defense to pick you up. And Seattle's defense is like light years from what it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, guys. Hey, Dukes and Bell, we're going to get back into our Braves conversation, but when we come back, if he gets kicked out of practice and he's suspended, why would you trade for him? It's Dukes and Bell.
The game. Now way out it goes to Trey. Trey's open. Shoots the three. Bang! Trey Young with the three-pointer. And Philadelphia wants another timeout. Hawks are back up by 12, folks.
Oh, we killed them. We absolutely killed them in the playoffs. And
what
then,
did you say earlier? We ruined the wrecked their process.
Yeah, we did, yeah, man. I mean, for years it was trust the process as they went through all these draft picks and acquired talent, which, you know, Embiid and Ben Simmons is a part of that. But there's a problem. And as the NBA season starts tonight, by the way, two games on tap: Milwaukee, the champs, are taking on the Nets, and then you got Lakers and Golden State late. But we start our season on Thursday at home. Ben Simmons kicked out of practice today and has been suspended by the Sixers for a game. The word was, Mike, and this is from Doc Rivers, he's being a distraction. So it's this thing is going from I don't know what's going to happen to worse, in my opinion. Not for the Sixers, because I think the Sixers were planning on playing without Ben Simmons, but for Ben Simmons. And I just generally speaking, Mike, who the hell is trading for Ben Simmons with all this drama and headache that he's causing, not only his teammates, because now you're at practice, guys don't want to even have you around, and now you're getting kicked out of practice. We know you don't want to be in Philly. What makes me think he's going to go somewhere else and not act up?
Yeah, I just don't know what you're going to do, because how do you handle this guy? How do you deal with this, you know, the personality, and that, look, we really need you to do more of this? Or are you satisfied to say, hey, he's still a tremendous defender and he can penetrate to the basket? You know, and I still don't accept that anybody who plays professional basketball can't take a jump shot, can make the money he's making, but they've already given him that contract. Do we have the Joel Embiid sound? Because that's pretty funny. I just saw that sound bite where Joel Embiid, he's going to have it. We don't want to steal Squidbilly's thunder, but it's coming up in Yeah Man, No Man in about less than 20 minutes. Because Embiid was asked a question, he gave a direct answer, and he did not sugarcoat it.
Well, I think he hasn't since the playoffs were over. Remember, after we beat them, and Kayvon, that's Kevin Huerter, had the game he did in Game 7, and they asked him about the play, obviously the play that now will live forever in Philly history, sports history, where, you know, he passes up a dunk. Guys, he's 6'9". He's 6'9". We're not talking about a small guy. Ben Simmons, and he passed up that dunk, and then, you know, we know how the game played out. And Embiid, after the game, was like, listen, you know, I thought that's what lost us the game. He's been honest from the jump. But I just don't know how any team. I've heard rumors about Portland wanting to trade for, you know, Dillard, Damian Lillard out there. I'm not trading for this guy. Mike, there's no way. Not only can he not shoot, but now you're a headache?
Yeah, it's... you and I went round and round, and we did much of last year, even before we played the Sixers, with all the stuff that was going on with this guy. It's like, come on, man. Where is the presence of mind or somebody in his camp to say, you know, could probably go lock yourself in a gym for a couple of weeks and work on a jump shot, or get somebody who can help you with a jump shot? There's people that make a living helping to train people to hate jump shots, right, and free throws. It's criminal, man. And this guy was a number one overall pick with a monster guaranteed contract, because it's the NBA.
He is going to lose for being suspended for game one Wednesday night. And again, I don't know. If you're the Sixers, what do? Right? I'm so glad this is not our team. And this is what I want to get back to about our Hawks. But he's going to lose $227,000 for being out. That's game check, guys. That's what Mike's talking about. So think about our team. You don't have any dysfunction. You've got a head coach who everybody has bought into in Coach McMillan. You've got a star that's hungry and wants to get better. You've got complementary pieces who know their role. I mean, seriously, think about our situation. That's dysfunction, and the season hadn't even started yet. They got to get past this and deal with all that and then try to go win games. We are really in a good situation here when you talk about our team and the Hawks. Now, does that mean we're going to win it? No. But, Mike, there's no reason to think, looking at the East, and who knows what happens with the Sixers, or for that matter, the Nets with Kyrie, that we can't get back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, hi, that's, Carl.
Hey, it's Philly. It's Angelo up in Philly. Yeah, man, I think you're right. It's the Nets are going to have to, and there's no guarantee that there's not going to be other injuries with the Nets, you know, and Harden has still got to make things happen. Look, I still give Durant a bunch of credit for playing to the Olympics and bringing home Olympic gold from Japan. That was big of him to do that when a lot of other guys were not going to do it in a very, you know, let's be honest, strenuous, stressful year. If you go back 12 months to the bubble and all the things they did. But, yeah, man, you don't know when Kyrie or what Kyrie's going to do, because I don't know Kyrie even knows what he's going to do there. Meanwhile, you just laid it out. I mean, can the Bucks defend that championship? I mean, maybe. I still think you're right. You could pencil us in. A lot of people think Miami's a team on the come with the additions they made. The Bulls got bigger and more physical. But I'm with you, brother. I like us as a top three seed.
404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, as we've got that going on in Philadelphia. We have peace and harmony here, and we're ready to start the season. Who knows what happens with our squad, but I'd rather be where we are than to have that going on with my team. And it's just interesting, because when it's all said and done, this was done against us. This was his lack of being able to finish plays or not wanting to play us.
You're on the baseline. Take it to the rack. He kicks it out.
Yep. Scared. Scared. Scared to shoot. Scared to make plays. So that's what's crazy. You know, we destroyed this Trae Young, I blame you. I blame John Collins. I blame Collins' dunk on Embiid. I mean, that's going to live forever, right? The T-shirt, the whole nine. Now, it's right. A new season, but that stuff doesn't go away. That is what creates a rivalry. And I'm not saying that, you know, I want to see the Sixers again because I think we can beat them in the playoffs. But if we see them, I'm not scared. I'm not going to be backing down because last year we weren't supposed to win. And look what happened.
Yeah, man, the Eastern Conference is you know what you said, and we said the same thing about the Braves, and now we're up 2-0, and it's not like sheepishly, well, I hope we can maybe win a game right. or two. No, I mean, we're in the catbird seat. Let's go do it, man. Let's finish. Now I think you look at the swagger and the attitude of Trae, and we got one of the youngest, I think we're the fourth youngest team in the NBA, and we've got so much juice now. You know, we're the team that kids want to see. Kids want to see Trae. We talked about it with Steve Koonin the other day. You know, we'll talk to John Collins guys coming up here in less than an hour. We've got a lot of good things going. Man, this is gonna be an exciting year. But as we said to start the show, there are expectations. I think these guys can handle it, but there are gonna be obviously people expecting us to do these things now every year.
Every year, this is where we're at. This is not an every other year, every once in a while. I'll see you guys in 5 years. Right. Every stinking year, and you know it's sort of like when Jordan came in to the league, right? And you go back and watch those old tapes, and he comes in, and Michael Jordan never talked about winning championships. You know what he said the first time when they asked him about it? He was like, well, I hope we can just make the playoffs every year.
Right.
That was his goal, just to make the playoffs. That's the year he gets hurt, and he's not able to play because of his ankle. He's so ticked off, as you guys saw in The Last Dance, because he couldn't help them. He felt like he couldn't help them get to the playoffs, and then they cut his minutes. You guys watched it. You know the story by now, but that's the thing. It's an every-year deal for Trae now. It's not, well, I hope we get there. Okay, we've been there. Now what are you going to do? How do you top that, Mike? For me, you know what it is? I think Trae has to be in the MVP conversation now. This season and beyond. I don't know how many he wins, but he's got to be in that conversation.
Now, I know we had a little bit of strangeness here because the head coach gets fired and we were not playing 500 basketball. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, the All-Star game, which some guys didn't even want to have the All-Star game, let alone have it here in Atlanta. And they tried to do it, you know, just so they could obviously make some coin off it. But to even not even have Trae in the All-Star game in his hometown, which is just criminal. But I think, like I said, this guy and the media, the narratives the media wants to say, oh, he's a cross between Steph Curry and Reggie Miller. No, he's just Trae Young, man. Yep. His game speaks for itself. He's his own guy. So again, everybody's got to label stuff. It's kind of crazy. Hey, by the way, real quick, speaking of young stars in the NBA, while we're talking about the association, little funky out in the desert, man. DeAndre Ayton not getting his contract, and his agent and the people are not happy. They were looking on that rookie contract extension. They were talking max deal, and they just didn't do it, and it would have been a guaranteed 172.5 with all sorts of escalators, but the talks never got anywhere, so the Suns making a formal offer on a max deal. The deadline was Monday at 6, so they're out.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Is Ayton, is he a max player?
See, it's kind of like when we talked about John Collins and his contract and what he means to the team. Now, Ayton, you could argue, on that team means a little bit more than what John means to us, so I'd say yeah, right?
Okay.
Doesn't matter what you are in the again. Max contract has, as we talked about with John, and we will talk about with John. There's a stigma that some fans feel you've got to be like one of the elites. It's just the cost of doing business in the NBA. It's one of your key pieces. You give him a max.
I totally agree with you. I mean, Booker's a star, but who's getting those boards and blocks? Right.
Right.
I mean, I'm with you. He's a key piece. I think you do have to pay him that money. We'll see where that goes with Phoenix. That is a trip because I thought that was a no-brainer for them. Hey, man, coming up, we've got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. Bo Morgan will join us. We're going to get into the dog report. Now, you guys know, most of you college football fans, this is a down week for the Dogs, right? They're the number one team in the country, but they get some time off as they do every year before the big Florida game at the end of the month. But that doesn't mean they're not working. And also, Tennessee gets a huge fine after the fans lost their mind. Mike and I will dive more into that coming up as part of our dog report. And John Collins, 420, he will join us. All right, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on the Braves, guys. Trying to go up 3-0 in this series. Charlie Morton, starting pitcher tonight. Walker Buehler goes for the Dodgers. This is a big one. Dodgers have to win. If we win, I think we're going to get there. That's where I'm at.
I really do. I mean, look, I know we had them down 3-1. I know the Dodgers still the favorite tonight, according to Vegas. But this is a team. We've got momentum. They've been making mistakes or not handling them. Yeah. Like, the Braves have just been more clutch. There's no other way to describe it.
It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dr. John Collins from our Atlanta Hawks. Steve Weiss is on the way as well at 5 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Lots going on today. We're getting ready for the Braves. I'm very confident in our team and very confident in what we could do today. We're on a five-game win streak, by the way, which is always good going into a series on the road. More on this coming up. Right now, though, let's get to Bo Morgan with Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
All right, Bo. It is a big day. It's game day, obviously. Another big one for our Braves. What's going on with you?
I'm excited. Beautiful, beautiful outside. I almost walked outside and did the show for a while. It feels so good out there. But I'm excited. I need 7 innings from Charlie Morton. 2 runs, 7 innings. The bullpen was used a lot in game 2. It was used a decent amount. Well, the three main guys were used a lot in game 1. Don't y'all think we need 7 strong from Morton today?
Yeah, I'll take 6. 6 2/3. I mean, I know we just talked about Matzik and Luke, and Matzik got the guys on base, and Luke did give up a run. But again, I mean, you know, it's still the Dodgers we're talking about. You know, we're not going to be bulletproof throughout this entire thing. So, yeah. I mean, in a perfect world, 8. You know, I mean, you know, Carl and I grew up when guys would go 9. Okay. So, you know.
remember 91, game 7. John Smoltz went 9 innings and threw like 100 and something pitches and of 1 run, I think they lost.
Jack Morris went 10 that year.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. But yeah, I was just thinking about that. Man, we really need. And imagine March or February when pitchers and catchers reported. We said, yeah, we're gonna be in the NLCS 2 games up with Tyler Matzik, Luke Jackson, and Will Smith as our go-to guys out of the bullpen.
I know it's kind of unbelievable, but it's believable because it's actually happening. You're right. And this is what makes, you know, this run so special and so interesting, that some of the things that we thought there's no way we're going to be able to get there with these particular guys doing these roles, we're getting there, and they're performing at a high level. Will's been great, man. I mean, again, I don't know what happens between now and the end of this series, but give him his due. He's been really good in these playoffs so far.
Yeah, the game's early enough. We can all go to Waffle House after the show for a victory.
Waffle House, by the way, did say "Let's go Braves" on their Twitter page, which I follow, and it's kind of funny. So I retweeted it. So yeah, let's hope that Morton Squidbilly's point scattered, smothered, and covers these Dodgers, Carl.
There is an image out there that has the Atlanta Braves in the Waffle House lettering and colors. I need that on the shirt ASAP. Ooh, to my
that's
tight. Well,
one of the things that Coach Collins embraces with Georgia Tech is the, you know, the Waffle House color scheme and logo, and he's always over there at the Waffle House store on 5th, Carl. So, yeah, let's do it, man. Let's get those shirts. Squidbilly, let's reach out to Waffle House and get some for Carl and I, too.
Yeah, well, I don't think Waffle House made them, but someone else did it.
Well, reach out to that guy and get some for Carl and me, too.
Can you order some for us, please?
We're all homeowners, and that's not a knock at Chris, who I know isn't, but we're all homeowners, the three of us, and so when you get your own home, you always have maintenance to do. And I had some maintenance to do yesterday when the show got over. I had a light switch that went out on Friday. Actually, I was scared to leave my house to go to Twin Peaks on Friday because it was a light dimmer, and it was one with the knob, not the fader up and down, but the fader on the knob. And I turned it, and it flipped my breaker, and it happened a couple of times. And I started troubleshooting, and then I turned it on again, and boom, I saw a spark come.
So just
left it off, and I read about it, and I was like, okay, I'll order the new light switch with the dimmer, and I replaced that when the show was over yesterday, and the old one, you guys know it's red, black, neutral, unless it's a three-way, and then you have an extra red wire, which is like...
Oh, if it's a three-way, I prefer a brunette, but back to you. Go ahead, Carl. You were just... I'm sorry, Scribble, you were saying, yes.
There's nothing wrong with redheads, Michael. Anyways, but
that was just cheesy. But anyway, go right ahead.
Well, so when I took the old one out, I have this cardinal rule that I broke. Always take a picture before disassembly.
That's right.
And I didn't do it. I just started just speeding through it because I was trying to get done to cook supper. And then I looked and go, uh-oh, they're all black except for the ground wire, which is just bare.
Wait, what are you, 007 at Fort Knox trying to disarm a bomb? Remember that, Carl? It's like, which wire are you going to snip? You know, like,
have you ever wired a light switch or outlet?
No, I pay somebody to do that. Okay, are you nuts? I'm going to burn the house down.
If you had, you would know that red goes to red, black goes to black, and the ground goes to the ground. Basically the black is the neutral, if I'm not mistaken. So I do research and figured out that the hot wire, the red, always goes with the ground, so they're coming out of the same connection. But Mike's already answered it. Carl, have you ever changed an outlet or a light switch in your house?
And to Mike's point, I couldn't get it to work. We actually had to hire a handyman in the neighborhood, one of the older guys. He's a retired guy, retired electrician. And he came in. It was great because, you know, he was like problem solving the entire time. So tell me the problem again. And you start walking him through it. And, you know, he's taking stuff apart and all that. But we got it resolved. But, yeah, I couldn't figure it out because I'm not an electrician by trade, you know. So when it gets to that point, Bo, I'm with Mike on this. I got to call somebody. But, yes, I've tried. I've switched out a couple of, you know, easy switches. I've done a ceiling fan that took me like 2 weeks. Don't laugh. And then a couple of other things. But that particular light switch, I could not get to work for whatever reason. And come to find out, it was hooked up wrong. It originally was hooked up wrong, which is why it burnt out. And then we had to put a whole new switch in. So,
well, there's no way I'm calling an electrician to charge me $150 to change.
But that's why you need to reach out to Brightbox, Carl. That's brightboxelectrical.com. Convenient rates. They serve all of Metro Atlanta, and they'll get the job done.
Georgia Hemp Company segment.
Conveniently placed.
The light switch.
By the way, I know we want to get to that. Want to get to the Ben Simmons and Embiid audio. Speaking of like issues with the house, if I do drop off the air at any time, you know the cat is doing. Right now, I've got that stupid kitten, which Becky adopted, Carl, playing with the digital line right now.
I thought you guys gave that kitten up.
I was not allowed to give that to him.
Okay.
Now, I saw a hawk flying around in the backyard last week, and I was trying to get the cat outside, but she wouldn't follow the treat line that I was throwing down there. So I've got – literally, no, will you stop this? Hold on. If you're on Twitch, this is what I'm dealing with, Carl. Look at this. This thing is just pulling at every wire, every electrical connection. Yes, it's a kitten. It weighs a pound and a half. It's annoying.
Where's Squidbilly, your other cat at?
Cowering in fear because this cat has taken over the house.
Well, Mike, not for nothing. There's a nice, spacious, empty studio right now in the middle of Colony Square calling your name, brother.
No freaking way. I'm with Carl and Randy. I'm never coming back. Anyway, back to you, Squid. Go right ahead.
Let's see what happens. Chris turns on his mic. Now internal stuff comes out.
I will be there tomorrow, Chris, to see you. I've got United tickets. Back to you, Squid. Hey, it's yeah, man, no man.
Congratulations, Mike Conti. He's going to be on the TV call tomorrow night.
Hey!
For Valley Sports. And then Jeff Lorenowitz, will you join Jason Longshore in the booth for 92.9 The Game's call?
Oh, so very cool. So
that
you're
awesome.
A winner on TV, a winner with a radio call.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. All right, let's get to it. Joel Embiid, he talked about the incident in practice where he was Ben Simmons was just thrown out for refusing to go into the defensive drills after being asked twice.
Yeah, our job is not to babysit somebody. We get paid to put just on the court, go out, play hard, win some games. That's all we get paid for. We don't get paid to come out here and, try to babysit somebody. So that's not our job, and I'm sure my teammates feel that way.
And before we get a response, Embiid was pushed a little bit more about Ben Simmons, and, he's really done.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. That's not my job. That's those guys' jobs. I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, play hard every night, try to lead, the guys that we have here. And I'm sure they feel the same way because, our chemistry has been excellent. Despite, everything that's been happening in the last few months. I don't really care.
Hey, man, say what you want about Embiid. That guy put his butt on the line, and whether the knee injury was more serious or not as serious, the guy was a warrior in our series. We know how physical he got against us. And, look, Simmons is 25, Carl and Squid. He's a grown man. It's time to grow up and do your job, period.
Yeah, I like the fact that Joel, basically said, I don't care about him right now.
Right.
That's not a personal knock. It's just like, dude, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to get to the promised land, which is winning NBA championships and being considered one of the best in my sport. I don't have time to clown around, And so I respect Embiid for that. Do I want to beat Embiid? Yes. Do I want to beat Philly? Yes. But I respect him for what he's saying about this situation in regards to Ben Simmons, because let me ask you guys something. You think Jordan would have punched him today? Do you think Magic would have punched him today? Seriously. Do you think Bird would have? I'm going to tell you guys, the answer is yes. Clyde Drexler would have punched him today. All these guys who won and were great cared that much. Dude, get out of here. You don't want to be here, get out.
I don't think Jordan would let him on the court after yesterday. I mean, yesterday he looked there. I mean, he looked just lethargic. I mean, just miserable. I think Jordan would have told him to leave yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different era, and again, I don't want to make it about like they were just tougher. There was mental toughness back then. I know, and now we talk about the mental aspect of it gets all sorts of red flags going up for some people, so I got to tread lightly here. But Ben Simmons, grow up, man. You're an NBA player making zillions, and you're not living up to your contract, and that's why they can't trade you.
Well, this might get me in trouble, but I feel like in 2021, if you
let's
have
all
a problem,
get in trouble. Let's all get in trouble.
I truly feel this way. I feel like in 2021, if you have a problem, a lot of not everybody, but there's a certain group that people in the world that had this mindset where they make it was everybody else's problem. My problem is now your problem, and whatever problem he has with management, he's now making it the team's problem. The other players, like the Embiids, and I think that's selfish behavior.
I agree. Bo, get us out of here, man.
All right, guys, don't forget, the holidays are coming, but the Georgia Hemp Company has you covered with locations in Woodstock, Decatur, and Sandy Springs with a full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products like lotions and
oils.
They also have a full line of CBD for your pets. Check them out at thegeorgiahempcompany.com. Chris, hit the music.
Good stuff. That is one of the stories we're following. Sixers suspend Simmons over his behavior. NBA starts tonight. Our team plays on Thursday against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we come back, though, it's all about college football. We'll tell you what's going on with the Dogs in their downtime, and also Tennessee fined a lot of money. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.